I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Well, so we got two guests this episode, David. Our first guest is none other than
Ethan over here on my
side. Ethan, who?
For some reason, the surname is. I'm well aware of the career. Bad education.
Into the mic, David, please.
Bad education, afterlife.
Things
as soon
do
as
not
I
change.
Saw you and I came out the lift.
Some things don't change.
Ethan Magic.
I don't know if I
should hop in. Whoa. What was that surname you thought it was?
Ethan. Magic.
Ethan Magic.
Ethan Magic. Okay.
I'm well aware of who you are, friends. I know you're one of the students in bad education.
Mr.
Three
Magic.
Seasons in a film.
I'm taking it.
Do you think his name's Ethan Magic?
I don't. That's the only thing that's stuck into my head. And it's a case of, is it anything linked to that or not at all?
Not really, no.
So I don't know.
Come on, three quick guesses. Ethan.
Craig. Ethan.
You're so rude.
Honestly, I think it's like a mental.
Into the microphone,
yeah,
please.
Sorry,
David.
Brian, sorry. I think it's some kind of mental tick. Basically, I'm getting quite hot with it. I've taken my jacket off. I apologise.
14 jackets on. Ethan, what?
It's Ethan.
I mean, would you like a clue? What? Should I give you the first letter?
Please. It's M.
It's L. I mean, it's close. Like they're next to each other. They're next door neighbours, aren't they? L and M.
It's not Light or Magic. Luke or.
It's not. No.
No.
Although it is a first name.
Ethan Magic.
Ethan Magic. I'm still sticking with Ethan Magic. Quite like
I don't know where
Come
the magic
on,
came
David.
From.
Ethan Lawrence.
Ethan, I apologise. It all makes sense now. It really does.
How are you, Ethan? It's lovely to have you here.
Hello, my name is Ethan Lawrence. Yeah. I'm very
it's
pleased
lovely
to be here.
To have you here, Ethan.
It's a pleasure's all mine. Pleasure's all mine.
Really?
It's great to meet you both.
Are you enjoying being in the room with us?
Yeah, and I'm taking Ethan Magic. I'm sorry. That's going to be my stage name from here on out.
Yeah, it's a good name, isn't it? It should be a wrestler or something, shouldn't it? What would your wrestling name be, David?
Dave Dunks, in the sense of headlock and then dunk them to the floor or off the ring. People will be getting dunking.
Yeah, and so we've got another guest on this episode. He's from Patreon, and his name is.
We didn't. Kelvico. I wasn't introduced.
I did let you know my name, but it's Max
Ben.
No, Kelvico. No.
It's, here we
it's
go.
Close. It's Max Magic, I believe.
Max Magic. We're a comedy duo, actually.
Right, okay. Prince. No, but thank you for coming along. It's hugely appreciated.
How do you feel, David, when you forget people's names?
Horrific. It's turned into some kind of mental tic, some kind of neurotic element. Because, you know, we spoke very much about Ethan on the way up here. So for me not to have...
You're not going to comment on what I've just done?
Oh, a pair of very cool-looking Elvis green shades have appeared.
Yeah.
On your face, and you're pulling them off. You're rocking them.
Thank you. So, thanks for coming, Max.
It's all right. It's a pleasure to be
Elvis
here.
Green.
Elvis Green. I've got Elvis Green glasses. Where I'll just let the listeners know. I've just put a pair of plastic green glasses on. So, are you pleased to be in and around us, Max?
I think it's quite surreal, you know, seeing David in the flesh.
Yeah, it's lovely.
No, it's nice to know. Yeah,
spent many an hour listening to David talk nonsense. So, it's just an honour to be here.
No, it's very nice of you to come along.
Do you talk nonsense, David?
In my mind, it's like a chain of logic, but perhaps to others, reality's subjective, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
Simple as that. And
does he smell like you imagine?
Does he smell like you imagine?
He has got that sort of He smells how he looks. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that?
So a certain fragrance.
Yeah, I mean, he was wearing a lot of coats, so I couldn't really get a full smell.
Ethan, do you think he smells, David? Or
The first thing I noticed when I met you, David, is just how incredibly long you are.
Yeah.
You are very long.
Like a ruler.
No, you're like, quite right. Yeah, like a plank of wood or a ruler. As you say, a ruler. Yeah. That's more. Yeah, that gives me a ruler. Can, yeah. I should have numbers tattooed along there, and I could start measuring things for people.
Right.
Yes. If they wanted, I wouldn't force myself on anyone.
So this episode, we are about to walk into a shrinking machine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, golly.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to take these off for a bit.
Topical.
Topical, yes. So we're about to walk into a shrinking machine and become minute. Have you seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Several times.
Well, that's where I got the idea from.
Excellent.
Okay. So David, if you'd just like to open the door of the shrinking machine.
Okay. And take a seat.
That's it. Sit down. And Ethan, you sit there.
I'll take a seat there
and I'll shut the door.
Gosh, here we go.
Press the button, Max, if you wouldn't mind. Start the shrinking machine. There we go, then. Wow!
Blimey! That's quite an electrical current that's gone up there, up the old spine.
Tingly.
And now open the door. And here we are. We're in the back garden of someone's semi-detached house. And how tall are we, Ethan?
The grass is taller than us, so potentially maybe a centimetre, less.
We're about a centimetre tall.
So a ladybird would be giant.
I mean, it would be... exactly. If we were to meet a ladybird in this state, I fear for our safety.
Yeah, well, we probably will.
Oh.
We probably will. So,
did we bring weapons?
So can you explain just, Max, what you can see around us?
Well, I'm looking around, you can see some ants in the distance. I'm just wondering,
quite a way off.
Are they going to be friendly? I don't know, David, do you have any...
Well, in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids...
focus on this podcast.
Oh, okay, you're quite right. No, I wouldn't trust an ant to save my life. Because they're just creatures, they're insects, and they just want to consume.
Okay, so we're in the back garden. The grass is probably three times the height of us.
Enormous.
And so on and so forth. So let's get on with the episode. Here we go. So the first question is
Honey, I Shrunk the Podcast.
Exactly.
That's got a good hook to it. That would attract a new audience.
Episode title? No.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, so the first question is from traditionally from me, David, and that question is, can you tell us something that started out really well for you but that ended up really bad?
Well, I think, I wouldn't say a majority of things have gone in that direction type of thing. But I think most people in life, things don't quite hit the A ball. You don't quite get what you want. The A ball. I don't know if that's an American term, which means...
Have you heard of the A ball, Ethan?
I think it's something to do with David Dunks, isn't it?
The A ball, where you're playing an A game.
Okay.
And to play that game, you need an A ball. I think definitely... it's a bit of a cliched one, but certainly...
Is it a type of drug?
Is it that type of drug, an A-ball?
It's not a legal drug. It's a good vibe that you can create in your own head by being productive.
Okay, so...
And taking on an activity and doing
well. So what started out well for you, David, and then turned out incredibly bad?
I would say drugs have always. And I know that's quite a controversial thing.
When was the last time you took a drug, David?
Quite a while ago in Amsterdam. And it was just, I'm incriminating myself here.
Oh, no, it's legal over there.
True.
Don't shout.
Ethan, apologies. On both fronts, that was
a
bit
intense.
Can you
talk into the mic, please?
Absolutely, quite right.
So,
here we go.
So, the last time you took a drug... So sorry, Charles. Oh, the surname. Ethan's surname.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Hey. There we go. Thank God. That was a slight on edge, seconds.
So the last time... Have you taken hard drugs, David?
No, I haven't. I've only taken cannabis, basically.
How much?
It was, a large quantity in Amsterdam during a snag do. I think it was just a day of it, really. And after a while, it just felt as though I was on painkillers. We're just like hovering through life.
Here we go.
Otherwise, you're going to be expelled from the room.
I don't want that. I want to be part of this gang.
Did you smoke it or did you have an edible or what was the method of ingress for you?
I think it was
James, the editor, can we have some sort of pop music playing in the background?
Yes.
Could you answer this question as if you were really stoned?
I
had a brown.
And can you put dude me after the end of some of the sentences?
Slow
dude.
Do it properly. Don't do
sorry.
It. Seriously.
I had a brownie, dude, and also consumed hashish through a spliff device.
Dude.
And it was a mixture of those two. Dude.
Okay, keep going, mate.
And
why don't you take a suck from the bong?
Absolutely not a problem.
Okay, so David's just picking up the bong here. He's licking the edge of it for some reason. Why are you doing that?
To get some purchase on the actual nib of it.
The what?
The nib of the bong, the mouthpiece. Just
can you quickly sing a hip-hop song called The Nib of the Bong?
Nib of the bong. If your bong don't have a nib, you're outside the circle of fun.
Okay, mate. All right, back to smoking the bong.
So just letting the fumes go into
hits
the
from
throat.
The nib.
From the nib.
Hits from the nib.
Just suck on that and out it comes. There's that awful moment where you think, oh, I've taken too much now, and you can't get rid of it. It's in your system.
You are really sky high, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am.
Okay, and we're back again.
Here we go, we're back in the room.
Wow, what did you make of that, Ethan?
That was intense.
Yeah, it was intense.
That's drugs for you. It's intensity, isn't it? That's why they do well, you know, on the market. That's why people buy it.
The marketplace of ideas.
Like, yes.
It's a buyer's market, really, isn't it?
Quite is, definitely.
What do you mean, quite is?
As in, quite right. Quite right is. Full stop. I'm in agreement.
So whenever you're taking a drug, it's always started off well. You felt lovely.
Oh, yeah, you get that real kind of like, you know,
the
dot on the end of an I, you know, kind
what
of a cross of a T. You know, you feel a bit complete for a few seconds.
Right.
And this particular one in Amsterdam, it was like, it was fine. I thought I was doing okay type of thing. Mm. And I was outside the hotel and just out of the blue, I just really badly crashed in a big, big way. And I just kind of lost my, you know, my bearings.
You dropped your nib.
Yeah, metaphorically and physically, the nib had been dropped and I just couldn't sort it out. And in the end, is it concierge, the man in charge of the hotel? He had to lead me through the hallway before that, I got onto...
Boring.
Sorry. I got into a lift and I kept falling over all the time.
Right.
And kept waking up, falling over, waking up.
Okay, can we hear... Let's play that back. So you just press the button on the door of the lift and let's see you enter the lift and then fall over.
Because I was knocking against the walls.
Keep doing it. Let's keep doing it.
Do you need some help, sir?
Wow.
I do need some. Yes, please.
Check my shoulder. Yes.
Thank you. Guide me out, friend. Please guide me out from this demon's nest I've entered and become lost in.
What are you talking
about, demon? What's your room number, sir?
79.
79, yes.
It's good work, Ethan.
It's got elements of Connery there,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's absolutely
no, it's quite, yeah, it's a familiar voice.
Yes, that has ever played a character.
I think, do you know what? Can we have a celebratory noise, please? Ethan is the first guest, as Charles remarked, who has ever played a character on the podcast. Round of applause.
Yeah, no, well done. Very impressive.
What can I say? My grounding is an improv, and I just yes-anded
you,
David.
Have you done a lot of improv, Ethan?
I was the head of my improv society at university,
okay.
I know some bits and bobs.
Okay,
wow.
Right, David?
Okay, here we go.
Would you make? Should we have an improv section?
Whatever suits. I'd like to get some guidance and some teaching.
Can we have 30 seconds of improv advice and tips from you? If we have a, we'll lay a little track. So Ethan's going to give us a few tips on how
what
to improvise.
What university was it?
Do you mind, David?
Sorry, Karen with Brian's decision.
Rule number one for any kind of improv is the concept of yes and. Are you familiar?
The words, no. Definitely. Yes.
In improv terms, what that would mean is if someone like brings to you a subject or an idea, like, you know, oh, hi, we're in a pet shop, instead of blocking it immediately and saying, no, we're not, you just yes and. And so the yes is confirming and the and is to then build.
Oh, right. Like architecture.
In many ways. Like, you know, when it, that's why they call it building a scene.
Oh, that's, right. Okay, you know, that makes sense.
Annoying.
Yeah, it does. You two are really getting on.
Yeah, no, I think, do you think we are?
I think so.
Okay.
Ethan, can we come back to this in about 10 minutes? We'll do some more advice and tips from you.
Absolutely, of course.
Wonderful. So, Ethan, well, actually, next question. Have you brought a question along for David?
I certainly have.
Okay, here's Ethan's first question.
I'd sort of build off something that Brian asked just now. What's the best thing you've ever done?
The best thing I've ever, ever done? I'm trying to think of something that I'd actually
quick,
go away.
Quick.
Christmas. Celebrating Christmas. I know that sounds very cliche, but that was the pinnacle. That's the most dopamine I've ever had in my head, I think,
is
in one day.
Is this like a specific Christmas or just Christmas generally? You follow the Christmas cheer?
No, I would say sort of 13, 14, that kind of age.
Just let you know there's a slug approaching. Carry on.
What, in the room or?
No, we're in podcast.
Oh, don't. Sorry. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In the garden. Which is absolutely enormous. It's like a skyscraper.
Yes,
it's creating
mushroom.
A shadow.
So we're going to have to hide under this mushroom.
Absolutely.
So everyone run over
you,
to the
Brian.
Mushroom.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, just hide behind the mushroom. And carry. You can carry on and finish answering the question.
So, Christmas.
But just to let you know, the slug's coming.
I would not want to be consumed by a slug.
Okay, but answer the question.
Sucked into its belly. Basically, yeah, I would say the best thing that I got involved with was Christmas. Just the whole, I would say that was the biggest high I've had. And I've always been trying to follow and capture that dragon once again. But I think every Christmas has been quite an anticlimax since. Am I answering your question? You seem a bit...
No, you
weren't.
I'm sort of trying to think a bit what?
So I'm not quite answering the question. So I don't mean that in a confrontational manner.
Is he answering the question?
He is answering the question. I'm sort of thinking of more of a sort of follow-up idea. What was so good about it when you were 13, 14? Did you get a specific gift or a...
I was just incredible.
Yes? Stop, the slug can hear you.
Stop, the slug can hear you.
Right. So are we going to whisper or just keep silent?
Well, your choice, mate. Do you want to be eaten by the slug? Pretty sure you said you didn't.
I'd mute. Keep its volume down.
Okay. I think I do have... I think I've probably got some, like, salt packets that I took from a service station in my bag. Okay, do you think that could be...
They'll be quite small now, though. That's the issue.
Yeah, they'll be miniaturised.
Okay, so that's Ethan's true. Just getting out some salt packets.
That's right. So we keep, I sort of mob them at the slug with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go for it.
Wow.
He's dead.
The finger's
dead. Kill the slug.
Oh, well done. You're turning into quite a dark horse.
What's that mean?
A stallion of mystery. You know,
magic.
You don't quite know what's around the corner.
Well, so how are you answering the... So you used to have lovely Christmases.
Yeah, massively so. Just endless gifts. The main focus in the room a lot of the time.
Well, you were.
Yes, very much so.
Well, you are now.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I used to perform with Shaky Stevens.
A what?
Shaky Stevens, the 80s pop star.
No, he wasn't. What's his name?
Shaking Stevens.
Right, what did you call him?
Shaky Stevens.
Magic Steve.
That's
Magic Steve, indeed.
Shaky
he
Stevens.
He was magical.
You used to perform a Shaky Stevens song?
Full denim, this old house, and everyone would clap.
Do you want to do it now?
This old house is moving around me. This old house is being sold. This old house is on the market. Behold.
Keep going.
It's time to get some kitchen tiles
on. Do it
properly. What? I'm trying to think the actual lyrics.
I think I can see another slug, so you might want to quieten it down a little bit.
Good idea.
Thank you for that, Max.
Good idea. So sing it quietly, please.
This old house is on the market. This old house will be sold. This old house has got damp going through the roof. It's old, but I'm happy to be here. I don't want to sleep on the streets. I don't want to sell big issues.
Do it properly. It's trying to be funny.
Are you playing a character?
Sorry?
Are you playing a character?
Sing behind the green door.
Sing behind the green door.
Is that the Green Door one that I just did then? Is that Green
Door? I don't know.
This old house. That's not Green Door, is it? Or...
It's this old house, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to
Behind
think.
Behind the green door. Anyway, let's focus. Come on.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay, absolutely. So, let's keep the laser beam.
Don't shout. So, sorry. Christmas, you try and recapture those moments, but you've never been able to.
No, I think when you become an adult, your mind's rewired in a bizarre way. Mm. And, I don't know, playing with plastic Ewoks just doesn't have the same hook, if you know what I mean, or whatever it is, that big fad that came out that year. I don't know what it is about. I mean, I'm sure we've all experienced Christmas. And any thoughts of, you know, how the... No, could I be interested?
It's not for you to ask questions.
Very true. I've overstated my the line there.
Yeah.
But it's a case of...
point. That was a long
put
point.
Put that away. Put that back in its holster. I think the adult brain is rewired differently. Simple as that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if the rewiring is of a different style, but it's a different geography in the brain.
Sure. So, Max, have you brought a question along?
I have
brought
a question for David.
Okay, thank you.
So here's Max's question for David on this
episode.
It's
quite a simple one, actually. If you had to rename every country within the United Kingdom, what would you call them? So you've got every Scotland, Wales, England, Ireland. What would you rename them? A rebranding of the countries.
Rebranding of the rebranding mm-hmm. of the countries.
Number one.
Okay, Uberlands instead of islands to give it more of a je ne quoi.
Whoa! Let's go back there. Say that again. Slow down.
Sorry. So instead of island, I call it Uberland
to give it a what?
A more je ne sais quoi.
That's not what you said.
What did I say?
Oh, fuck knows.
Je ne sais something. Just je ne sais.
So you'd call Ireland Uberland.
Uberland. To give it a more urban, modern, je ne sais kind of like vibe to it.
Okay.
You know, okay. To attract kids.
Yeah. Attract kids to
yes,
Ireland.
Yes, absolutely.
By calling it Uberland.
Yes. Just to sort of, you know, suck them in and you know, because we're talking about rebranding, aren't we? So it's all about PR, advertising,
fuck, you know.
Moth to the Flame, all those type of elements. That's what we're after.
Okay, next one.
Where are the other places? So we've got Ireland.
Scotland. Start with Scotland.
Scotland.
Would be...
Come on, quick.
Man worlds. In the sense that, you know, hyper-masculine...
Don't you think that's a bit sexist?
Well, no, because, I mean, you know, the women will be respectful. Like, yeah, there were a lot of men here. And also, man, it's a very flexible thing now. Women can embrace masculinity as well in a big vein.
So will it be enforced, this masculine ideal in Scotland?
Not enforced, just appreciated that that's the bedrock that our world exists on.
Okay.
So, you know, we can be more flexible and fluid with our sexuality, but at the end of the day, it was based on men.
Oh, I'm beginning to remember why I
stopped this. Oh, Brian, don't. Get that out of your
Next
mind.
Next one, third one. Mind.
The third one, what so Scotland.
So we've done Scotland, Ireland, next one.
So the other one would be England, wouldn't it? And that would be...
Quick!
Chateau. The idea of the castle, the home, the domestic units, people coming together. And also, you know, it's pro-Europe because you're using a French term. So I think for rebranding... Brexit era and all that, just calling it Chateau, simple as that, okay. Would be the way forward. There's a clear thinking behind all of them.
Can you sing the national anthem for Chateau, please?
I'm trying to remember what the original one was. God Save the Queen,
isn't
it? It's
not going to be the original, it's going to be the new version,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
A new version. Well said.
But I think you'd want to have the original tune.
No.
Tune,
so.
Right?
We'd want the new one.
Rebranding, aren't we? A rebranding.
Rebranding. Okay, no, that's quite right. You're quite right.
Here we go. Thank you, James, for that. There's the drum beat and the horns and whatnot. Here's David singing Chateau.
Lower the bridges, lower the moat bridge. Welcome to a new country. Chateau time for me. Leave your worries at the border door. Mother World Uberland, stand and salute. We are now in Chateau, England 2.0.
Different.
Okay, not bad at all, David.
Oh, thank you for that. That's very good of you.
Very good.
Absolutely. It's just a shame it's not going to become reality.
we've just reached the fence of the garden.
Oh, good grief.
So it's all rotten and damp. But if you push that part of the fence there, Max, if you could do that.
No worries.
And whoa, it's spun the fence around and we can just creep out. And now be careful. There's loads of traffic. We're actually on the pavement.
But, well, I mean, a car would be like an atomic bomb to us, wouldn't it?
Well,
an absolute force of nature.
Yeah. Wow. Car go
well, by. Literally pushing us to the floor, you know.
Yeah. Whoa. Your hair just went all over the place.
I know. It's sort of gone into a sort of a bizarre quiff, like a haystack.
Yeah, it's
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Right. Have you got another question for David, Ethan?
I certainly do. It's good, actually, because weirdly, all of these questions seem to be sort of thematically linked. We spoke about countries and personhood just now.
Oh, yes.
And I would like to ask you, where's the furthest away from home you've ever been?
Great
the
question.
Furthest away from home.
Great question.
No.
David, could you please play a penny whistle to celebrate that question? No. There we go. There's a whistle. Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. No. I like when something good's happened, you've just got to be celebrated. And that question definitely brought something new to the room.
What was the question?
So it's holiday destinations.
Oh, where's the furthest away from home you've ever been?
New York, the Big Apple in the Pips.
The Big Apple, I've never been.
Simple as that. It's very good. It's not an anticlimax. A lot of things are anticlimax.
Shout.
Sorry, keep it low. Keep it low. I went to the Big Brother house. That was a big anticlimax.
What? The
Big Brother house. You know, the house where they Big Brother contestants would sleep in.
What, New York?
No, not in New York, but I'm just saying certain things can be an anticlimax that you see on TV.
Can you focus on the question?
Sorry, apologies.
Flitting around.
Absolutely, you're quite right. Basically,
but we will go back to that.
Yeah, whatever suits. Whatever, I'm here to serve.
Now.
Okay, so we're back in New York or Big Brother House?
Big Brother House.
Big Brother House. I think the link...
What was the Big Brother House like, David?
When you see it off the TV...
What were you doing in the Big Brother House?
I was a runner there for a week. At the Big Brother house. And it just sort of came to a close, really, like anything.
They sacked you.
I wasn't sacked. It kind of naturally came to a conclusion.
Which series was this?
Season 3.
What, with Jade?
Yes, it would have been with Jade, yes. I just didn't mesh very well with the office
the
politics.
Girls through the window.
Were you looking at the girls through the window?
No, I was...
That point.
Sorry, pop that away. During the actual filming of the show, I was in the office, and they closed off parts of the actual house because they were doing different activities and whatnot. And I wandered in the house then to pick things up or put them down.
What?
I can't remember what it
was.
When
they were in other rooms?
Yeah, because they were closed off at different points. And it's not very well put together. It feels like a show house. You know, one that whereby, oh, you haven't done any sanding there and that needs to be varnished.
So you're sort of running around like a borrower.
Shout! Sorry, I apologise. Ethan.
pause was so long.
Surname?
Just making. Surname. I'm worried that I've got it wrong. I'm just worried.
I think it's amazing that you in the. So you would sort of run into the Big Brother.
What did you pick up?
Yeah, what did you pick up at the Big Brother house?
I remember one time it was a bikini, and the other time it was magazines. So I don't know.
You're
that's
so
odd.
Laid back about this.
Well, it wasn't a massive success. You know,
what,
I think.
Your job? Why did they get rid of you?
I just don't think I was really. I didn't have my finger on that kind of Londonite pulse. You know, light entertainment very much attracts, you know, that kind of very hip in the loop. And I was standing outside the loop.
Did they sack you?
No, I just wasn't invited back. So there was no okay. P45
I'm
going to
ask that question again, and I'd like you to answer it as you did.
You are too sexy for TV, Venus.
Too sexy for what?
I'm going to ask that question again, David, and could you answer it as you did? And James, could you play some melancholic music underneath this bit, please? David, were you sacked from Big Brother?
I wasn't sacked from Big Brother, but I wasn't invited back, basically. Simple as that. I think the work experience...
No, just... We're going to ask again. And I want you to be quiet. Were you sacked from Big Brother?
I was not sacked from Big Brother.
Be normal.
No,
be you.
Sorry. I was not sacked.
I'm going to ask again so it's nice and clear.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right.
Don't you talk to me
No. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to be real. You know what I mean?
Okay. Were you sacked from Big Brother? So we'll have the music play now. Thank you, James. Were you sacked from Big Brother?
I was not sacked from Big Brother, but I was not invited back.
Okay, thank you.
You are too sexy for the TV business.
Thank you, Charles. That's greatly appreciated. I really needed an ego boost there, so thank you for that.
Appreciate it. There's a little space in the road. There's no traffic, so should we all run across?
How long would it take to run across a road being
Look
that small
that
a centimetre?
Look at that squash badger on the road.
Shall
we get inside
it? Looks like a holocaust. Just endless
flesh.
Should
we get inside the squash badger?
Why not?
Come on, here
well,
we go.
There'll be maggots in there that want to eat us.
Squelching and...
Oh God. This is a tunnel. What is it, one of its inner tubes?
Yeah.
This is not what I was promised.
No.
This is
horrible.
Swimming around in its kidneys.
Okay, so we have a section in the show where David gets to ask the guests a question. So would you mind being asked a question?
Of course, let's do it.
Okay, David, who would you like to ask a question?
Welcome
first?
To the Big Bagel House.
Right, okay. I prepared two.
Sorry,
not...
are you going to ignore Charles?
Oh, sorry, Charles. What did you say? Welcome to the big house.
Welcome to the big badger house.
I think welcome to the big badger house. Welcome to the big badger house.
Absolutely. Inside a badger, living inside it, like a virus.
So what's your first question and who's it aimed at?
Okay, my first question is to Ethan. I'll come up to you in a sec, Max, so I don't feel as though you're being left out. I prepared
don't
these.
You dare
sorry.
So you brought some questions along, yeah?
I have brought them along.
Okay.
This is again this memory freeze I have. I think
wow.
It's some kind of like. So let me just think. Okay. This is the question. These are properly prepared, and it's very much a case of I was listening to a documentary on Radio 4 recently.
What's the question?
And it's the idea is that we're going to live. Over 100 years, about 2 decades.
What is the question? Stop buying time.
Would you like to live over 100? Are you looking forward to that?
What's the question?
Science is going to make us live longer.
Now, what's the question?
You're going to live longer.
No,
happy about it?
Well... happy about it? Now, what is the question, David?
Do you think after 70 is too long?
No, that's not clear. It doesn't make any sense. What's the question?
Do you think there's a full stop to any life? So Radio 4 documentary.
I don't care. What's the question?
Okay. Modern science can make you live longer. Do you want to?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I know modern science can sort of extend life, but like, you know, I've had family, people who are older, and it's not a great life. Like, you know, you can be kept alive on machines, but would you want to? I mean, I'd rather burn bright and fast, personally.
Well, like James Dean.
Like James Dean in many ways. I am the James Dean of British comedy in many ways.
Would you like to burn bright and fast, David?
Yeah, I think not too fast, sort of conservative length. Not like an explosion of fireworks type of thing. But I think come 70, I'd be happy to say au revoir, you know.
So more like a Bunsen burner on a low heat.
Slow and soft.
Yes.
Slow and soft. What was that? Slow and soft.
Just a tank of gas, you know, just the one tank.
How old are you now, David?
I'm 41 now.
Mm. So I've got 29 years left.
I have, absolutely. 29, and they can go like that. Because the other 41 went in no time.
Mm.
What would be your ideal time to...
You had one question.
No, quite right. Don't take any more of the buffet food on offer. There's only a certain amount I can digest, rightly so. There's rules.
So but you've never thought about living fast and dying young?
No, God, no. No, I wouldn't want to be irresponsible.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Start, you know, careering around in a Harley Davidson or...
I wouldn't do that. Like, you know, I'm not planning to, like, you know, just, you know, die face down in a bucket of cocaine and caramel. But, like, you know, there's...
That caramel?
Cocaine and caramel. In a bucket. In a bucket, you know.
What's caramel?
Yeah. Caramel, so it's like a sort of cooked sugar. Like
it's Halloween themed.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you know, it's caramel... You've seen it, haven't you? The Cadbury's Dairy Milk do a version. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that usually taken with cocaine caramel or?
No, not regularly. I was sort of doing it as sort of, you know, that's, I guess, a kind of luxury, I suppose. I'm questioning what I said now.
What, just insane cocaine hedonism. Just sort of, oh, that sort chocolate of it, bars like, and coke.
Yeah, that's it. Just an insane level of hedonism. I'm not planning for that, but like.
No.
But like, you know. I wouldn't want to be like ill and dying for years. That but sounds horrible to me.
The thing is, though, it's got to be said, this Radio 4 documentary, I think you'd be 90 and you wouldn't be a spring chicken, but you'd be able to wander around the farm.
Okay, thanks, David. Have you got a question for Max?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you a person that at times enters fantasy realms in your head, daydreams? And if so, perhaps you're waiting for a train or to use a shower
what's
or whatever.
Question?
Yeah, what's the question?
Do you have a go-to fantasy world in your head?
Are you asking about my sexual fantasies, David?
They could be erotic if you wish them to be, or they could be, you know, an adventure or winning an award. But if you want them to be sexual, that's entirely up. Your brain is your own democracy.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I fantasize about, you know, being a rock star, a football manager. You know, I have these pipe dreams.
A football manager?
Yeah, so I play...
a rockstar football manager?
Well, yeah, you could do that. I play a game football manager. I've imagined that I've had documentaries made about my career, you know.
Have you had that? Have you ever fantasised about you're in the middle of some sort of film as you walk down the road? Here?
Oh, yes, certainly. Sort of action movies, basically.
And what would your name be in the movie?
Do you know, I think it would just be David Edwards. I know that's not very original.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
But I think it would just be... I never go into names. It's more just the visuals.
Can you come up with a sort of hunky name now? So this is your... We could have your... Maybe James could play your... Some sort of music underneath. Action movie music. And here comes David walking down the street with a gun. And his name is...
Dave Demise. So I don't want a demise. I don't want to die.
Let's try another one. So you've got a gun, you're walking down the street, the music kicks in again, and your name is...
Dave Snapper. So
it's
reflexes...
not bad, but we're going to do it again. So you've got your gun, get your gun out of your pocket, the music kicks in, you're walking down the street. This is the start of your movie. What are you called?
Dave Gale. So like a weather, maybe like Dave Tornado, some kind of... I'd tell you, just Dave Attitude. Dave...
I like the
Dave
weather...
Dave Mind Map.
I liked the weather
Dave
thing.
Mind
yeah, weather
map.
Thing was good.
But you know, like the gale, the tornado, I like that sort of a tempest.
Or soon, oh,
the
Dave
name is
Tempest
Gale, Dave Gale.
Good.
Dave Gale.
Dave Gale, Dave Tempest, I like the idea of.
Dave Tempest.
The name is Gale.
The name Dave is Gale.
Okay, the name is Dave Gale.
Dave Gale.
Okay, can you imagine you're sort of like a Bond figure?
Yes.
You've entered a room. Here we go. We're going to have put a bit of ambiance, a bit of music. You've entered a room. You're going to get your gun out. You're going to turn to the baddie and say the name is Gale, Dave Gale. Here we go.
The name's Gale. Dave Gale.
And sorry about my big gun.
Don't apologise. We're both spies from different parts of the world, and this is what we're paid to do. So we pay the mortgage, you know, hand-to-hand combat. Don't apologise. We're wasting time.
How much do you get paid out of interest? As a spy.
It's all on commission.
All on commission.
It all depends.
Just trying to picture like James Bond in like a building society trying to get a mortgage.
Well, it's real, isn't it? It's reality.
The everyday realities, yeah.
Well, he does have problems getting a mortgage.
It's not really.
What would be your catchphrase? You know, you've got shaken, not stirred. What would be yours?
It would be something, where the weather blows. Something like that, I think.
Sure. So this is the last question of the episode, David.
Really? Gosh.
Yeah. I was shot by. Well, sort of. So this is from a Patreon, someone from Patreon, Stuart Page.
Oh, yes.
I think he's asked a question before.
He rings a bell.
It does ring a bell.
Page.
It's a good question. Can you compose?
They get everywhere.
They do. Can you? The question is, can you compose a football fan-style chant about the guests and then perform it in the form of a football hooligan?
Absolutely, not a problem. So a football hooligan would be like
include
a London...
Dave Gale as one of the guests.
Yes, happy to. He'd like to get involved. So a hooligan would be like a sort of a Cockney London figure.
Whatever you want.
Right, OK, that's fine. So let's start with Max.
OK, Max. So aim it at Max. You're a hooligan, and this is your chant.
Max, 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 maximum fun with Max.
No.
Okay, that's not hooligan. That's
what is like a hooligan? It's like that, isn't it? It's like some kind of like geezer.
A bit of vitriol, a bit of anger, a bit of spitting at the mouth.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
all
yeah,
from
definitely.
London, are they? They all from London.
Is there some elsewhere?
As is famously, every Premier League team is from London.
So you're going I'm home in a fucking ambulance.
There we go.
I'm going to get emails
Charles.
About that.
Charles, little example from Charles.
You're going home in a fucking ambulance.
You're going home in a fucking ambulance.
Right, okay, so it's got to be GBH related.
Exactly, so something like right, that okay. Aimed at Max.
All right.
Go.
Whoa, Max, 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 where's your mother, Max? I tell you what she's doing, she's giving in some bloke the Max. Something like that, I think.
Exactly.
Obviously,
like that.
Max, apologies. Max, that's a hooligan speaking, not Dave Edwards.
Max, you've got a nosebleed.
He's going to pick one.
Can you do that again,
fine.
David? Would you mind? Here we go.
Whoa, whoa. Max, Max, Max. Someone's giving your mother Max. Up the Max.
Oh, mate,
sorry,
chill
too
out.
Much, too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Oh, what a God. Burn.
Okay. Now over to Ethan, if you'd like to create a chant for Ethan.
Right, okay, so once again, potentially confrontational in a sort of masculine manner. Is that the idea?
He is giving me the stink eye. He's getting into character. I love
this.
Wow,
this is great.
Method.
Yeah, so...
Just before we do it, can we go back to improvisation tips and advice so we'll have that music playing again? Can you give David any advice here?
Please.
Feel free. Like, don't ever feel like you're constrained in what you're about to say. If something comes to the top of your head, just go for it.
Wonderful.
Your scene partners will build around you.
Wonderful. Wow.
What happens if it's empty, the mind?
Well, if you've got an empty mind, that's where all the good stuff lies. Because if you're just running on autopilot, if you're just firing out the first thing, that is where true improv lives.
David,
right, true improv.
Are you going to
okay.
thank him for that?
Thank you for that, Ethan. It's
you
greatly
are
appreciated.
Most welcome.
Okay, so.
Greatly appreciated.
So you're going to be a football hooligan, and you've created a chant about Ethan.
Ethan, 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 I'm going to get your head in a headlock. Ethan, Ethan, going to cut off your blood supply. Ethan, Ethan, stop crying, Ethan, stop crying. Put those tears back in. Now.
Brilliant. Brilliant, David.
Thank you. Honestly,
did you feel free when you did that?
Yeah, I did. I felt quite liberated, like a different part of my psyche had come out.
Should we do that again? Spoken. Really strip away all those...
yeah, like an onion. Yeah, like an onion.
Strip away the inhibitions like an onion. Here we go. The same chant, or if you want to add to it or not. Here we go.
Ethan, Ethan, Ethan. I'm going to put you in an headlock, Ethan. Until your blood supply is cut off. Don't you start crying. Don't do that. Don't start crying. Put those back into your water pockets
okay,
in your
okay,
eyes.
Okay, okay, okay.
Sorry.
No, not at all.
Like his dad.
Wow.
I'm not.
That was, ow.
Confrontational.
I really like that section. Maybe we'll do that in the next episode.
Yeah, bring out the hooligan every now and then.
Exactly.
Quite therapeutic. As long as it's in a controlled environment.
Yeah. So the final section, it's a new section called The Final Question.
Oh, yes.
And we just have a nice new bit of music playing. Do you like that, David?
I do. It's very rhythmic.
And the final question is from Ethan. This is called The Final Question section.
Okay, thank you.
And it's much more relaxed.
Right, okay, more chilled out.
David?
Yes?
Yeah. If you could choose to have 12% of your body become bulletproof, what part of your body would you pick?
It would either be my brain or genitals, one or the other.
It doesn't have to be a 12% lump. You can split up the percentages and move them around, but just 12%. For the record, Brian, I want this on tape.
Yeah, no worries.
That's roughly a human head, 12% of the body.
So I would basically, I think the head would be one of the prime areas because the brain is everything, but I don't want to literally just be a brain on a trolley being pushed around.
Are you often shocked?
Can I ask a question here, Ethan?
Of course.
Because this is a much sort of more laid-back section.
Yes,
definitely. What do you think it feels like to be shot?
Have you ever been shot, David?
Only with a paintball.
Can we go around the question, around the table and just keep saying, have you ever been shot?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been shot, Ethan?
Have you ever been shot, David?
Have you ever been shot, Max?
Have you ever been shot, Brian?
Have you ever been shot, Ethan?
Have you ever been shot, David?
Have you ever been shot, Max?
Have you ever been shot, Brian?
Okay, that's just
no, it's gross, isn't it? Yeah,
fine. Should we go the other way around?
Yes, okay.
Have you ever been shot, Max?
Have you ever been shot, David?
Have you ever been shot, Ethan?
Okay.
Have you ever been shot? Sorry.
Okay, what do you think it feels like to be shot?
I imagine it's
Ethan,
like... I apologise.
What do you think it feels like to be shot, Ethan?
What do you think it feels like to be shot, David?
What do you think it feels like to be shot, Max?
What do you think it feels like to be shot, Brian?
Okay.
That's all right.
How do you feel when we do that, Ethan?
How do you feel when we do that, David?
How do you feel when we do that, Max?
How do you feel when you do that, Brian?
Why are you looking at me like that, David?
Oh, I'm just getting ready to play the game. I am.
Why are you looking at me like that, David?
Why are you looking at me like that, Max? Is that... No, you should be doing it, Ethan. Ethan's... Ethan,
okay.
This is improv. Just play with it.
No rules.
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep it low.
So which part of your body, as Ethan asked, which part of your body would you like to protect? Your head? What else?
The two areas that come to mind is your genitals and your head. Your head is what allows you to think and have consciousness and awareness. And the genitals is basically what's allowing you to pass on your life pattern
person. If you were to have both, but enough to cover your genitals and cover your head, but you can only cover one side of your head, which would you pick, front or back?
I would pick not the front or back, the right, because that's where creativity exists.
And you think you feel like you're more likely to be shot in the right-hand side of your head?
Do you know what? I think I'll get rid of creativity and just focus on admin. Because I think the left part of your brain is about, pulling up your trousers, doing your shoelaces.
Okay, we come to the end of the podcast and there's a drunk man stumbling along the pavement, David.
Oh, my God.
We're running away. We've managed to run away, but you're still on the pavement. I think he's going to be sick all over you, David.
I've got diced carrots coming out of the sky on top of me.
Oh, he's still doing it, David.
Oh, God, it just smells like something out of Trainspotting.
What are you covered in, David?
I've got giant green peas. I've got a spaghetti looped around both my ankles. I'm hopping backwards and forwards, just trying to avoid this yellow acid gunk coming out of the sky. It's horrific.
Well, what an end to the show. Ethan, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Brian. And David, thank you.
No, thank you for coming along. And thank you, Max.
And thank you, Max, for coming along. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It really has. No, honestly.
Well, okay, so thank you everybody for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thanks for your time.
Now, mate.
So I keep it low. Sorry. Bye.
That was a Mr. Box production.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.